We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Anything different for you after halftime?
I changed my shoes.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
So why'd you change your shoes?
I didn't mind. First pair weren't giving me what I needed. I went back to my good luck shoes. You know, like Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. Put my like Mike shoes on. Helped me.
A little bow out move.
Yeah, helped me a little bit in the second half.
When did you wear it? When was the last game you wore those? Lucky one.
I think I wore them the games against Toronto. So it was some good games. I've had some really good games in them. So New Orleans. I think it was the last time. So those are my good luck shoes.
Only a few games less. What is the mentality going to last a couple of
Mentality, stay together, figure it out any way we can. Keep pushing, try to take it day by day and, you know, scratch out these wins.
What was the crowd like tonight?
Man, it was electric. You know, everybody knew, you know, how much this game meant. So everybody stepped up, the fans stepped up. It was amazing.
How do you feel about playing power forward in this league?
I've done it before. Comfortable, I think. Just the way the NBA is now, it makes it kind of easier, especially with a team like Miami, you know, as well. So I was comfortable out there.
Is it different when, like, with Cleveland, and you got to go against Evan Mobley? Like, that different?
Nah, it's not even my job. I just go and do what they tell me to do, you know.
Robert Cross with another one. Enjoyed the casuals tonight. KFS people should follow those dudes. Good people. Hashtag 53 wins. Let's get, can we shout them all out? Andrew, am I allowed to do this? Spend a minute. So the casual crew, I should know their Twitter's hashtags off the top of my head, but I look them up. So we have Sean with a W, that is at S-H-A-W-N with a W underscore. So Sean commented earlier tonight. He is awesome. Follow him. Mensa at More Like Mensa, M-E-N-S-A. The gambling man, the RJ Stan. I kid. I very much appreciate Mensa's support of RJ and again how reasoned it is and the whole thing. And he's great. And then XJ, a man, you know, to my heart because it's all analytics and stats and numbers. So that's at Xavier J Designs, XAVIERJ Designs. And you could also see a lot of XJ's designs if you follow him. So go do all that. They're awesome. And did I forget anybody? No, I think that's it. Jessica with another one. Huge effing win. Huge even. That's how I say it, but that's just me. It's a Staten Island accent. I was worried about this game literally since the last Heat game. Four more wins to lock the fifth seed. Let's fucking go Knicks. I was worried about this game from not even the last Heat game, from the Heat game before that, because once the moment that we took the first two Heat games, at that moment, it sets up like a false something in your mind where it's like, oh, we've won the first two Heat games. So obviously we will win at least one of the next two Heat games. And all I could think to myself was, man, how disappointing would it be false sense of security. Thank you. Thank Andrew. How disappointing would it be if we took the first two Heat games and we lost both of the next Heat games and we lost the tiebreaker with it? And I was kind of like preparing myself for it. And even leading up to today, I can't say I didn't think we were going to lose today, but I can't say I had a ton of confidence going into tonight, even though we were 6-point favorites. And even though Brunson was playing, and you know what? The way they closed that first half, I thought they were going to win the way they closed the half. And I said it to my credit. I did say it on the halftime Zoom. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate you. Jesse Conover, Jimmy Butler all sore at the loss and leave Josh Hart hanging at the end of the game. Did he? I didn't see that. Is there a video or something? Whatever. I don't really care that Jimmy Butler's butt hurt. Dead Wards 604. I love Tibbs sticking with the bench unit to close it out. They were feeling it, but I hope Jules is okay. Say what you want about him, but we can't lose him for the playoffs. This team's not winning in the playoffs without Julius Randle. I hope I didn't need to say that, but this team is not winning in the playoffs. I mean, the team is where they're at because Julius Randle was an insane offensive player all year and good enough on defense. And he's, by the way, it needs to be said, he's a better defender than Obi Toppin. Like, again, shouldn't need to be said, but in case it did, I'll say it. He's a better defender than Obi Toppin. He's a more consistent defender than Obi Toppin. Now, is it maddening when Julius does not give, like, forget max effort, when he doesn't give, like, a decent amount of effort? Yeah, it's maddening. But we've also seen this. This is a dude who's, like, kind of locked up Kawhi Leonard at the end of a big game, you know? And, like, he's capable of that. And to say nothing of, obviously, the offensive production and how much he's grown in terms of, like, think of how, like, for again, I'm not saying he's not still a frustrating player. He is. But think about how his process last year was, beyond maddening. Beyond maddening. And you even, you know, there are moments, obviously, we'll have complaints about him, but, like, from a process standpoint, you know, you very rarely have an issue. So they need him. Duran visual variant. What's going on, Duran? Hope the rest for Randle turns out to be a blessing in disguise. Me too. If he does indeed rest. Dom with another one. Dom, you're crazy, man. He's a crazy man. I know you. Shout out to anybody who knows what that quote is from. I know you love Jimmy Buckets, but maybe choose too soon to talk that ish last week. You gotta love to see that. Nah, I'm thrilled. It makes it better. It makes it better because I have so much respect for Jimmy Butler. For them to squash him like a bug tonight, it feels great. I don't think Jimmy was at his best, you know, and this is, again, 4 games this season against us, 2 of them he was not at his best. So, another one from Dom. Everyone, let's all tweet one word, cute, to our buddy Giancarlo from Heat Beat. Shout out to Twitterless Fred, hacked but not a hack. Let's go, Knicks. Let's see. Can I do this live right now? What is this? Oh, here we go. Andrew just sent me the video of Jimmy Butler leaving Josh Hart hanging. And what is Josh Hart doing? He's complaining to the ref. And Josh Hart's standing there looking at his hand. Oh, F you, Jimmy. F you. That is not cool. I'm going to share as much on Twitter.com. This was Jessica. Jessica says, let's tweet out one word, cue, to our buddy Giancarlo from the Heat Beat. Sorry, Andrew messed that up. I blame Andrew fully. Obviously. Fred Katz, $3 super sticker, wrote the word super sticker. Fred, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here. And Fred says, but can I read this? I don't know if I'm supposed to read this. I'm definitely going to do a... No, I'm not going to read this. Fred Katz, now with an actual comment. Let's read Fred Katz's comment. Fred Katz, shout out to, like, just all parties involved. A beat writer for the New York Knickerbockers, appropriately enough, took him 5 or 6 super chats to figure out how to do the super chat thing correctly. Says everything you need to know about the Knicks beat. Who would have thought Mark Berman leaving the Knicks beat, the quality of technological ingenuity would go down? Here we are. But just like, you know, Knicks film school. And here's, remember the Knicks beat, chiming in. Let's read his comment, shall we? Coming into tonight, the lineup the Knicks closed with had played only 27 minutes all year. There's Fred answering my question. Tibbs used it for the entire fourth quarter. Leaving Brunson, so there was not one sub the entire fourth quarter. Oh my God, I hadn't realized that until just now. Leaving Brunson on the bench. Thoughts on that move and on the lineup moving forward? My thoughts on the move were, I would really love to know, and maybe a reporter for the New York Knickerbockers could do some digging and maybe go rewatch the tape, maybe go like talk to some people about what happened. Did Brunson wave off Tibbs? Was he at the, I think I remember him at the scorer's table. That's not rock solid though. I want to give full credit to Tibbs. I don't know that I can do that though. My thoughts on the move were that it was the correct move. Especially tonight. And my thoughts on the lineup moving forward, man, my first reaction, and I'm not sure if this is the proper first reaction, but my first reaction is, if Julius Randle is healthy and Julius Randle, perhaps, not perhaps, more than any other player on this roster, including Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau has shown he is going to play, putting blowouts aside, he's going to play Julius Randle 2, 3, 4 minutes every game. Every game. If you want more of this lineup, then that by definition means that Obi Toppin will be getting even less minutes than he's getting now. Now, I think there has already been some speculation in recent days/weeks as to when push comes to shove and we get into the playoffs, if Obi doesn't, like, are we sure Obi's going to stick with, as part of this rotation? So given that that stuff is out there and given the fact that there is at least a decent chance that Obi Toppin may not be on this team next year and they may find a workable trade for him this summer as part of a larger trade or whatever, and the playoffs are not time to worry about hurt feelings, I'm just trying to think of, like, so what, how does that look? How does that look? Because tonight there was an obvious reason for it. If Randle is back, is it like, okay, Randle gets subbed for Obi. Obi comes in. It's not working great. Instead of putting Randle back in, it's the quick hook on Obi. So, like, what does Obi play? Like 2-3 minutes? And then it goes to, and then it goes to this lineup instead. And then if it works, it gives Tibbs a little bit more of a leeway to try it second half or the next game or whatever. And also, obviously, it goes without saying, I do think it is somewhat matchup specific. I mean, the notion of seeing this lineup against the Boston Celtics is particularly exciting. And then the only other thing I will say is Jalen Brunson ever going to look as rusty as he did tonight? Which is why I would be utterly shocked. No, that's incorrect. I was going to say I'd be utterly shocked if we ever see this as a closing lineup again. But if it's a situation where it's a game like tonight and if unfolds where it's like, oh, wait a minute, now we have a 10-point lead with 4 minutes left, defense is going to win this game, not offense. And that's where the quickly part of it comes in so prominently, where it's like, holy shit, now we have a guy who he could legitimately direct the offense. We don't have to worry about the fact like what is going to happen to our offense with without Jalen Brunson down the stretch. And with that being said, there were some moments there in the end of under the 3 minute mark where there were a couple of possessions where it's like nothing's happening. Now, was it close enough to the end of the game where, you know, you didn't mind them kind of essentially running the clock down and settling for like not a great shot? I don't know. My inclination is to still say it's unlikely that we ever see it as a closing lineup down the stretch. But yeah, I think we'll see it again. Robert Cross, first time, long time. And thank you, by the way, Fred, for like you come on and you're incredibly generous with time that you don't have because you have a lot of work to do with the pods. And we appreciate your contributions, Fred. I owe you a beer. Robert Cross, first time, long time, John. Can you wax poetic about IQ? I've read this already. Did he make the exact same comment again? Yes, I still think Emmanuel Quickley is built for the Mecca. Guy Huber then. Grimes needs to learn to land better. Always scary. There was the one moment in the second half where he landed on the floor and was like looking for a foul. I don't really worry about him though. He seems pretty solidly built. Thanks, Guy Huber. Johnny Chiba, what's going on, Johnny? Plus by minus New York Knicks play team ball sans JR equals better team. I know, Johnny, you've never been a Randall guy. You've made that very clear. I think I'm going to hold off on the Knicks are a better team without Julius Randall. All NBA player. Frank Miranda. What's up, Mac? It's your boy Frank from Patreon. Would you do, oh my God, a three-team deal that would net us Jaylen Brown, Dame to Boston, and RJ plus other stuff to Portland? Now you're speaking my love language. Remember, my wife read a book a few years ago about love language, and she told me about it, and I was like, this is utterly ridiculous. And then she was like, you don't love me because you're not willing to engage in a conversation about love language. I forget everything else about that love language thing. Anyway, you're speaking my love language, Frank. It would depend on the deal. I like Jaylen Brown as a player. I don't love Jaylen Brown as a player. I don't know that Jaylen Brown necessarily makes us a championship contender. Wildly talented offensive basketball player. Because there's picks going out. Like, here's the thing: if Dame's going to Boston, and Boston's giving up Jaylen Brown, I don't think Boston's going to be jumping up and down to throw picks into that. So we're the one throwing the picks to Portland. And if they're giving up Dame and they're getting back RJ. Are they tanking next year? Like, I don't. So, like, I don't know that they do that because where's the blue chip thing? What's the blue chip thing that we send them? Because you're not. We could send them I'll read Andrew's comment in a second. Two picks, three picks, whatever. We don't have that golden ticket pick. Like, again, the Celtics for many years had that Kings pick that was looked at as the golden ticket, right? We don't have that. We're only sending our own picks or protected picks. I don't know, like, even if you say let's say we get the 11th pick this year, right? Is that plus RJ plus some distant unprotected picks? Is that enough to send to get it done? I just don't know how realistic that deal is. And I, like, again, I know I'm the guy who's been really hardest on RJ. I want to be really careful about that deal that we send that dude out in, because it's again, the value is low and he has not been good this year. I'm still a believer in RJ. I don't know. Thanks, Frank. That was a good question.
For over 30 years, the law offices of Weiss and Rosenblum in New York City has been home to a team of award-winning, hard-hitting injury attorneys who have a long track record of seven-figure results. Whether you've been injured in a car accident, fall, construction accident, or other traumatic event, Weiss and Rosenblum will work tirelessly to maximize the award regardless of the severity of your injury and get you and your family the fair and just compensation you deserve. Call Weiss and Rosenblum today at 212-366-6100. Again, that's 212-366-6100, or visit weissandrosenblum.com for more information. No case is too big or too small. Personal attention to your matter is a priority. Once more, call 212-366-6100. Previous results do not guarantee future outcomes. If you think you might have a case, speak with a veteran attorney, not a rookie.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You've got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year? Cut back on expensive takeout and delivery and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how easy, fun, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant-quality meal right in your own kitchen. With fast and fresh recipes, HelloFresh's latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in less than 15 minutes. Enjoy taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce, or Southwest pork and bean burritos. If you know anything about me, you know that I'm not the greatest when it comes to cooking. Thankfully, I found a life partner that loves her time in the kitchen and loves putting together these elaborate meals. Unfortunately, with her schedule working at a school all day and my schedule covering sports all night, we rarely have time to go to the grocery store together. Well, HelloFresh has made it possible for us to do all the grocery shopping for the week right from the comfort of our living room. In fact, just last night when I was editing the latest KFS pod, she was putting together two plates of Presto Pesto Panko Chicken with roasted potatoes and green beans. We were able to do dinner and a movie without even leaving the comfort of our own home. And this is just one of several delicious HelloFresh meal options, with cook and prep time taking less than an hour. When you've got busy, conflicting schedules like ours, you don't have to go out for dinner and a movie. Instead, it comes right to you. Don't hesitate. Head to HelloFresh.com/FilmSchool60 and use code FilmSchool60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/FilmSchool60 and use code FilmSchool60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about Game Time. Is there an upcoming event you're trying to get tickets to? Whether it be tickets to one of the final home games of the Knicks season, or maybe it's a concert or a comedy show. Whatever it is, buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped up for the fun you're gonna have. Currently browsing through the Game Time app, and I see all the events coming up in the area. Whether it be the Knicks home game against the Miami Heat on Wednesday, or home opener tickets for the Mets and Yankees, the Game Time app is so easy to navigate. You can search by category, like sports, music, or shows, or search by teams, like the Yankees, Islanders, or Knicks. I have to say that my favorite feature is the full 3D peripheral view you get whenever you select a seat. Just select a seat that's within your price range, move the phone from left to right, and get a good idea of the view you'll have during the event. Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time is also the fastest growing ticketing app in the country, and for a good reason. As I mentioned, get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, just two taps and you're set. Tickets are then sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code FILMSCHOOL for $20 off your first purchase. Again, create an account and redeem code FILMSCHOOL for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Fred Katz again, super sticker. Thank you, Fred. The Andrew comment. That probably means words of affirmation and quality time are two of her love languages. I'll see myself out. I think that was like five choices or six choices or something. But yeah, you're probably onto something there. Okay, here we go. Down the home stretch. Seven. There are seven love languages. Thank you, Andrew. Rose got a good one. Daniel Soto. What's going on, Daniel? First super chat of the season. Thank you for your contribution and for chiming in. Just wanted you guys to know I appreciate KFS. Thank you for keeping me sane all year. Least we could do. Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate you. Appreciate everyone watching. I don't know who's still watching. Been on here for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I think this sets the new record, right? This is the longest post-game live stream, right? As it should be after a win like this. Thank you, Daniel. Sam Garcia's dad, the vibes are immaculate. Oh, my God. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Sure, why not? Sam Garcia's dad with another one. Missed the win of the year, and I missed it because of work, getting my fix from KFS. Well, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Your line of work, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, does require long hours occasionally. It was a great win. Is it the win of the year? Man, people are calling the Denver win the win of the year. I think I still got to go back to double overtime against Boston. But this, I don't know, man. Is this the win of the year? Might be. But how about this? Also, we've won now four or five from the Heat because we won against the Heat at the end of last season. The Heat don't want the smoke. Isaac Duke, was Melo a great Nick? Yeah, he was a great Nick. He should have his number retired. Absolutely, Melo was a great Knick. For sure. That was the easiest question we got all night. Was that Andrew's? Is that Andrew's burner? Lost my fidget toy. Fred Katz with another super chat. Fred Katz is just on fire tonight. I guess does Fred not have any writing to do for tomorrow? I thought Fred like had a job with like a major publication. Oh wait, no, hold on, go back. I didn't read the comment yet. Where'd it go? Go back to Fred's other comment. Oh, here we go. Was having this convo with someone in the league yesterday. If IQ wins Sixth Man of the Year, then his agent is probably going to use the Harrow extension as the comp. Why would you sully my good vibes tonight? Since Harrow won Sixth Man of the Year last year and got $120 million for 4 years, what was the get? Was it wasn't 120 guaranteed? Was it 114? Now you're going to make me look it up. Was Harrow 112 or 114 guaranteed, or was it 110 guaranteed? It was not 120 guaranteed. I know that, or maybe it was 120 guaranteed because RJ got. Yeah, RJ was 120 and 107 was 0.5 was guaranteed. So then maybe Hero was 120 guaranteed and the contract total was for a bigger number. I think that's it. Hero. I hate calling him Hero. You know that. Thank you, Fred. 120 guaranteed with 10 million and unlikely. And then Pool was even more guaranteed than Hero with a bigger total. I mean, that should be the ask, right? Fred Katz with another one. I have no way to tweet, so I'm just paying Macri to listen to my thoughts. Pool was 123 guaranteed, just a little bit more than Hero, which was the last one signed. How's that contract age, by the way? So we could agree that that's the ask. The ask. Is that the right way to phrase it? I mean, Fred, you would know a lot more about this than me. Is that what agents do? Here's my ask. This is what I'm asking you for. I'm asking you for $120 million guaranteed over 4 years. Man. $30 million a year. Fuck. But that is what he should ask for. But Hero averaged. What do you average? I mean, I know we've moved beyond points per game as a statistic that we should be using to measure players, but Hero did have a lot of points per game, whether I forget if it was 20 or 21 or 22. Hero also has like, there is a level of shot creation, but Hero doesn't have the defense. Hero's defense isn't close to Quickly's. I don't even know if the shot creation makes up for it. And he's not the passer that Quickly is. Man, is his agent's going to demand $120 million? Holy shit. Well, Leon, this is where you can earn your money, I guess. Shit. Robert Cross with another one. First time, long time. This is still going on. I went to the gym, worked out, and came back. Did anyone say anything good? Hashtag 53 wins. Only you, Robert. You're the only one. Yeah, Simon's getting 100. Well, Simon's 100. I think Simon's contract is a. That's kind of a bar. But the Simon's contract, I wonder about. Because he had. I mean, I know they like him, and they liked him allegedly, I guess, since they drafted him, or so the reporting says. But like that was like a half a season. Or two thirds of a season, whatever it was, of like that level of production for a team with absolutely no stakes. And he's a guy who's like the pull up shooter that he is, which is a valuable skill, but he's not a defender either. And he got 100. I think what we're talking ourselves into here, sorry to go back to Fred's point. I hope you don't mind, Robert. This is the most interesting thing that anybody's brought up. Like, I don't think there's any freaking way he settles for anything less than $100 million now that we're going through this. His agent can't do that. Kevin Danishevsky, first time, long time, John. Do you still think that that Duncan Robinson is a max guy? Hashtag heat nulture. Yeah, I've had a lot of shitty takes over the years. That might take the cake. That might be number one. Max Duncan Robinson. On You Know Who 97. First time, long time. I attended the game tonight, and the vibes were beautiful. Hart is the first to wear number 3 after Starks. That's done it justice. I was about to say, he's not the first to wear it after Starks. Thanks, KFS. Yeah, I don't even have to think very hard because there's so few Knicks that have done any number justice over the years. And Josh Hart has absolutely done number 3 justice. I hope as John Starks watches him, and I know Starks was in the arena tonight because he was doing some kind of on-court thing with somebody who won some award or they gave some check to or something. I hope he's proud watching Josh Hart wear his number. For sure. Manny Campos, what's going on, Manny? The chat listing all those former Knicks made me realize that we deserve this team. Enjoy it, Knicks fans. We are the best fan base in the NBA. I completely agree. And boy, have there been some names. Have there been some names? I don't want to go through them because I'm happy. Brian, what's going on? Brian Lests. On the first date with my girl, she wanted us to take the love language quiz. I refused. I already knew mine. Watching the Heat get dismantled by the... I see there's some emojis here. By someone.
By the orange and blue.
I don't see orange on my screen. I see a box.
Oh, really? Okay. An
empty box.
It's two circles. One is orange. One is blue.
So two blue balls. Two balls, one of which is blue.
Yes. Get dismantled by the orange and blue.
I don't know what my love language is, but I know I don't want it to involve any blue balls.
But you do want it to involve the Knicks winning.
I do want it to involve the Knicks
winning. There you go. That's the comment would have been better if your screen had allowed you to see the emojis.
Instead, I just see one blue ball.
Okay. One more.
You didn't appreciate that?
Sure. It's late. I need to go take more medicine. So let's do this.
Emil Bubanzor. I'm glad you're laughing at least.
We're in the hour 2.5 of this thing. Let's do it.
How many games do we need to win to lock up fifth place? I think the magic number is 4. So 4 is any combination of Knicks wins and I guess Nets losses, right? At this point. We needed ASAP so we could rest Brunson. He still doesn't look 100%. Yeah, I mean, like, look, I don't think they're going to be resting Brunson. I think Brunson played tonight. I think Brunson's going to keep playing every game. Randall's the guy they're going to rest. I think Brunson was rusty tonight. That's it. Okay. That it? All right. Guys, gals, friends, foes, one more? He's a madman.
Can't tweet.
So he just comes on this on this platform. Frederick Katz. Frederick, what did he say his real name was that got around the Knicks locker room that they started calling him?
We can't say it.
Oh, we can't say that because everybody.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, now everybody can go on their quest. Hey. I'll say Frederick. Frederick Katz of the Athletic.
Fred Chats.
Fred Chats. We should K-H-A-T-Z. K-H-A-T-Z. I don't know what my love language is, but I wouldn't want it to involve blue balls. Brought to you by Manscaped and Blue Chew. Should I know what Blue Chew is?
It's a performance enhancing chew.
Oh!
It's been a sponsor before.
For
us. Like way back. Yes, John.
Oh. I mean, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, your penis. Exactly.
In all of his Kate Penis is getting paid.
Yes,
allegedly $180 million, 4 years. Who says no? I just made you work later. You're also making Andrew work later, and now you're just bringing out absurdities. So
I don't mind at this point. When you're up, you're up.
When you're up, that's what blue. That's what the Blue Chew does.
There you go. Presented by Blue Chew.
Exactly. That's a great slogan for a performance enhancing product. Up, when you're up, you're up. If you're up for longer than 4 hours, seek medical attention. Robert Cross, he got off. Andrew's losing. Andrew can't even. Robert Cross, someone who needs knows nothing of Blue Chew. Legend of GMAC, what the hell are you doing here? You are too important to be screwing around with your health before the playoffs. Hashtag 53 wins. Who needs the rest more, Julius Randle or Andrew Claudio? That's the Twitter poll.
I don't know.
That's the real question. Okay, are we done now?
As long as no more come in, then yes. But thank you, everybody, for the generosity tonight. Seriously.
Yes. Thank you for everybody's comments and love and the whole thing. I am not going to wax poetic because Andrew needs to finish this up and I need to write a newsletter. Is there another one?
Yes. And it's from Mr. Chats.
Fred Katz, the MVP of tonight, clearly. Him and Emmanuel quickly. Maybe Fred Katz gets a star of the game. LeBronchitis's lugs sound like they need some Blue Chew.
LeBronchitis is great. LeBronchitis is great, by the way.
What I've appreciated is all of the NBA media members who have made the LeBron James a feat joke recently. And there was a quip between I listened to a few podcasts today. I think it was between Zach and Tim McMahon about the a joke where they made a reference to like making a joke about another sport, and I really want to believe it was a Rex Ryan joke that both of them thought of. The LeBron James of feet.
I haven't listened to it yet, but
obviously you could appreciate.
I can appreciate the Rex Ryan joke. Yes, that's a colleague of theirs too.
Oh yeah, it is a colleague of theirs. Yeah. Maybe that's why they couldn't make the joke. Yeah. Anyway. I don't know what made me. LeBronchitis is pretty good. Okay. Thank you everybody. We love you all.
You are the LeBron James of postgame hosts, John Macri.
That's not true, but thank you. And you are the LeBron James of postgame production.
Thank you. And we have one more super chat.
One more super chat from Fred Katz. LeBron James of feet is Rex Ryan's personal Blue Chew. James feet is Rex Ryan's personal Blue Chew. I can't even wrap my mind around that. Leave that up. So
That's how it ends.
How it ends. Thank you, everybody. The best fan base in sports, best beat writers in sports. Seriously, shout out to Fred Katz. I joke, but it means a lot to me that he is become a part of the Knicks Film School family. And go subscribe to The Athletic. Here, shameless plug. Go subscribe to The Athletic. Every other freaking day, they have a one deal or another where you get the thing for $1 a month for a year. It's the best $12 you'll spend, I promise. He's great. Thank you, everybody. Knicks fans, don't go to sleep tonight. Keep it up. Keep enjoying this one. I know I don't want to go to sleep. And I'm probably not going to. So we'll see you tomorrow for something.
Casual Friday.
Hey, giddy up.
There you go.
Talk to you soon, everybody. Peace out.
I do want to go to sleep.